This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Getting ready for the Douglas County Christmas Craft Fair and going live to the Douglas County Fairgrounds right now, Sierra Keith from the Fairgrounds staff. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are busy, but I suspect you are busier out there because I'm sure there's much going on getting ready for the event, which starts tomorrow.
We are very busy. We're getting our last-minute decorations and getting ready for all of our vendors to move in and open our gates tomorrow morning.
Now, a special part of this one is that it's the 50th annual or 50th anniversary of the event.
It is. It started in 1973, so we are super excited to be celebrating that this year.
Now, if somebody hasn't been there before, which it's hard to imagine, but I'm sure there's somebody that's newer in the area, talk about what all is going on over those 3 days.
So we obviously, you know, we have all of our crafting vendors out here. We have about 350 booths with about 250 vendors. And every item out here is handcrafted from those vendors. And then along with that, we have a lot of extra goodies this year that we're adding to it. Santa will be here. We've got donations for food. So if you want to, you know, come out and donate to the local food pantry, we've got that as well. And then we'll be doing some hourly giveaways of some of these handcrafted items with a grand prize giveaway.
And talk about how diverse these items are, all kinds of things.
They are. You know, we go through and we invite our previous year's vendors back. But then, you know, there's always vendors that aren't able to come. And so we fill those new booths and we go through and try to find something different for as many people as we can. You know, we've got leather goods, ornaments, barnwood signs, some of the older things. You know, there's knitting and crocheting items that are really cool. You name it, we've got it, and we're super excited. There's food. You know, people make cookies and seasonings and fudge. Something new that I haven't seen in a while, there's an olive oil, somebody that makes olive oil. So it's pretty diverse set of items out here.
And where do these crafters come from? Are they all local or some from out of the area?
It's a good spread. We have a large chunk of our vendors are local, but we do have vendors that come from Washington, Northern California, Eastern Oregon.
And I know that this is looked at as really the biggest Christmas fair of its kind in all of Southern Oregon.
Yes. Yeah, we are definitely, one of the largest craft fairs. I don't believe, you know, south of us or even just north of us, there's anyone that's larger.
So a lot of opportunity to see things out there and get things, some shopping done for the holidays.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to come out and get something unique for, you know, for presents. If you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, you can come out and shop for that. I personally like to also walk around and look for items for myself. So, there's lots of opportunities to do either. There's great decorations as well. You know, some of these crafters come up with some beautiful Christmas decorations. So,
and I understand there might even be some music out there.
There is. So we have a couple of local entertainers that come out. Joe Ross comes out, and we'll have a kids' choir singing this year. They roam randomly throughout the halls. The Accordion Club will be here. We really appreciate them for coming out because they volunteer their time to come do that for us. So it's a great opportunity. So tell them thank you when you see them.
And how much of the fairgrounds does this take up?
It takes up our three large buildings. So it takes up the conference hall, Douglas Hall, and the exhibit building. We also have this year the Douglas Timber Operators Pavilion that was built this last summer. We are putting a wood carver on site that she will be doing some wood carvings for us this weekend as well.
Wow, so a lot going on out there. Are there particular things that are especially unique that you've noticed?
I think I saw that there were some license plate signs, so I'm interested to see what those are. Our new vendor coordinator, Emery, she's the one that went through and picked out all these vendors, and so I'm excited to go through and actually see all the new items that are coming this year.
And you said today is when everybody comes in and gets set up.
Yeah, they start coming in yesterday, but today is the big push. We'll see probably about noon, really a large amount of the vendors starting to move in and then finishing up through the evening tonight.
And talk about the admission and what the hours are.
So it is going to be $5 for adults 13 and over. And if you bring a canned food donation, you get $1 off. And then, of course, kids 12 and under would be free. You know, Friday from after 5, if you bring food donation, you get in for free. And then on Saturday from 5 to 7, if you bring a pair of new pajamas to donate with Cascade Community Credit Union's booth in the conference hall, it's for CASA for their pajama drive. We always do that every year. So you also get in as free. Our hours are Friday 10 to 8, Saturday is 10 to 7, and Sunday is 10 to 4. And then Santa will be here as well during that time. And he's here from 2 to 8 on Friday, and then Saturday from 11 to 3 and 4 to 7, and then on Sunday from 1 to 4. And, of course, you'll be out here tomorrow, and then I believe Friday night, Best Country 103 will be out here as well.
Yeah, so we're going to be out there checking things out, talking about it on the air. Sierra Keith out at the fairgrounds. Anything else people ought to know?
You know, one thing I do want to do is we did a huge, so because it's our 50th anniversary, we are doing a huge Christmas tree giveaway at the end of the show. And vendors are going to donate items to that. And then Seven Feathers gave us a dining certificate and a one-night stay. So everybody who's entered for the drawings, the hourly drawings throughout the weekend, they will get to be entered in to win. You don't have to be present to win on Sunday. So we'll call whoever wins, and they'll be able to come pick up a really cool pencil Christmas tree we put together. So thanks to Seven Feathers and, of course, Cascade Community Credit Union for being our sponsor. And we are just super excited to be celebrating our 50th anniversary.
All right. Out at the Douglas County Fair, the Christmas Craft Fair beginning tomorrow. Sierra Keith, thanks for being on.
Yep, thank you very much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.